Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello.
Hello. This is Clara Gibson and
Rosie Wall.
Here in beautiful sunny Ramsgate, and the sky is blue, and today on Expressions of Women's Lives, Happiness and Creativity, we are talking about goals. Last week we talked about women being stuck, and today we're looking at how women can discover which goals to set for themselves and how to work with them.
Yeah.
And so, Rosie, I believe you're volunteering to be my guinea pig.
I am your squeaky little guinea pig today.
Oh, are you? My squeaky guinea pig.
Yes, so I'd be very delighted if I could be. Because I do actually, you know, as part of this process, I really am enjoying the fact that we are connecting and sharing our joint wisdoms about stuff. But
yes.
You are an expert in particular fields, and I really want to benefit from what you could recommend in relation to goals. And I'm sure as part of this program today, I wanted to just rattle off a kind of list of my goals, and then you can pick from that what you think might be relevant to others, as well as supporting what I would particularly like to do, and share some of your expertise as to how I could focus my goals or aim towards the right directions.
Okay.
Yep.
No, that sounds good. So roll ahead. Go on.
Okay.
Fire away.
So I made my list, and looking at it, a lot of it is kind of psychological in relation to goals. And mm-hmm. I suppose that could be a problem other people have as well, because you don't actually want to identify or list your goals because there are all these blocks in the way of you doing it. And they have to be unpicked first, you probably think, before we can get to the nub of things, Clara.
Yeah.
But I'll rattle off my list, and then you can attend to them.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one I wrote down was, I would really like you to support me with my competencies, and that is managing roadblocks. And a thing I've got about, I suppose, fitting in, because I'm quite unusual. And I haven't always fit in the different contexts that I've been through. And in some instances, wait for it, I've actually even been bullied. Yes. So if you've also been bullied out there too, this might relate to you.
Because I've been bullied too.
Bullying stops you moving forward, doesn't it? It really arrests your kind of progress. But
it can be.
We'll attend to that in a minute.
We will.
That's number one. Number two, I suffer from, it's going on air, it's live now, anxiety disorder. Yes, I do. Even this big, blousy personality that I have, that of course is equally charming and supreme on many levels, I do suffer from, I suffer from anxiety, and this can flare up from time to time and stops me reaching my goals.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have difficulties, for example, of travelling long distances.
Okay.
Or even aspiring to have those big dreams because I'm not confident enough about them. So those two might be related.
Quite often the case.
Yeah. The next one is trust. I've got a problem with trust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like you to focus on, people out there might be able to relate to this, about my interpersonal relationships with people and how I can develop those trusts without that sense of self-protection or paranoia that I see in other people that is rather worrying and rather terrifying. Then that links to the next one, which is managing negative thoughts. I suffer so badly with gnats, as they're called.
Gnats.
Negative action thoughts. And I've got catastrophic thinking. So,
for example,
when I have like three or four things go wrong in any one day, I will say, oh, it's a pox on both my houses, or it's a curse upon me that this has all gone wrong. So it's like accumulative negative thinking. This arrests me in my progress. So that's what I really need. And that also links to, I need to reinforce my positive thinking. So my positive thinking is number five. practicing positive thinking and practicing appreciation. Really hard to do when you're up against it, when you're so stressed and exhausted and you don't know which way forward to go. It's really fabulous to be able to sit down and focus on all the gorgeous things that are going on mm-hmm. in life, which I think are important. And then towards the end of my list, I'm nearly there, ladies. Sorry, hold on. My particular goal, I am Director of Creative Women, as you may have remember from last episode. And I would like to further this particular concept or network, because it's a women's creative enterprise network, empowering women to fulfill creative potential. So I like the fact that I'm flawed. I like the fact that I've got these difficulties, but I'm still brave enough to try something. And I think that's actually really critical for you too, because if you might think, oh, I've got this, I've got that, and I can't do the other. But I'm going to press on despite this stuff. Because mm-hmm. you know, we are human, mm-hmm. but I just need a bit of extra help and support with that.
Yeah.
Big advert, by the way, for the up and coming Creative Women at the Astor Theatre on the 26th of September, all day event at the Theatre Ladies. Get your pens out quickly. Write this down in your diary. 26th of September. Clara mm-hmm. will be there. Life coach will be there.
As will I.
And all my wonderful creative women who are participating on the day. Just as a very quick précis, we've got, obviously, Clara's life coaching and so forth. We've got installation sculpture. We've got Zen hypnobirthing with the wonderful Gina Potts. We've got a love stone crystals and jewellery by Denny Case. We've got Josie Chisholm's felt and cards. We've got all kinds of photography going on. We've got yoga, lovely yoga. Oh, ladies, if you want a bit of yoga, do come along for that. And we have the most wonderful senior beautician practitioner called Alex LaRoche, who's coming along to help you with all kinds of holistic treatments. So anyway, that's a bit of a plug. Sorry about that. Had to cram that in for creative women. But if we go back to the beginning of the list, Clara, you'll see here that it does kind of start with the first thing, which is confidences and fitting in.
Right. So thank you for your list. And that's very interesting, because some women and indeed men, I work with both men and women, some women and men have no idea what they want to work towards. But actually, Rosie's list actually has demonstrated she's got things that she doesn't want anymore, for instance, like anxiety. So a lot of people will come knowing that they don't want to be anxious anymore. They don't want to be depressed and running negative thinking anymore.
Yes.
They may not know exactly what it is that they do want to do. And others may be very, very specific, and they may actually say, well, for instance, so you've got your program Creative Women.
I've got that one thing I do know about, yeah.
So you have that, and and that's what you really want to do. And we're going to address that one, because I think it's actually quite an interesting example, because we do only have 22 minutes left.
No!
And in 22 minutes, actually, it is absolutely impossible to deal with all of Rosie's list, as it would be with anybody's list. And very often when somebody comes, say, with a particular issue that actually, like, I want to develop creative women, actually often that when they sort of say, well, that's it, and that's the only thing I'm really wanting to work on, but actually underneath they've got the fitting in, they've got the trust issues, they've got
other stuff.
You know, and what I do with people is I set them three major goals that they choose them. We identify the areas of their lives that they really, really want to, that are big issues for them. And then we work out where they are right now and where they envisage they will be when their goal is fully manifested, and how they will know that, and how other people will know that they have manifested their goal, even though they don't know the goal has been manifested. So
right.
It's actually about how you change. So I'm going to use Rosie as, so we're going to look at creative women, okay? So
okay.
Can I just first ask, why did you, what was it in going on in your life? Now, we've got to be careful because we've only got 21 minutes.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep telling you about. Going on in your life, and where were you when you decided that actually needed to do something at which creative women arose?
Was born out of. Mm. Well, it's an interesting question, and I'm sure many of you out there will have had these points in your life. Creative women was born out of a period of great difficulty where all things seemed to be calamitous and coming at once, both personally and professionally and physically. Everything seemed to go wrong in my life, and I was in the lowest possible point that I could be. And out of that, I thought to myself, right, there has to be a way forward. How can I turn this round to help myself? And because obviously I'm a nurturer and a carer and a creative soul, how could I help others? And out of that was born Creative Women. But it was out of the darkest of pits.
Okay, so right, I'd just like to interrupt you there. So at that point, you know, so you were saying your darkest pit. So if the very bottom of your pit was 0 out of 10, where were you?
Where was I on the scale of?
Yeah.
Probably at that point, probably about 2, I would say.
2 out of 10,
I would say. A 2 out of 10, yeah.
And 2 out of 10 was affecting you in what way?
Well, I knew there was this, I always had this faith in some concept of me in there somewhere. So it's like a little tiny spark of a thing that I knew was in the darkness.
What made you 2
but
and not 3?
Yes, I know.
And how were you?
I was alive. I mean, I was I was conscious. Mm-hmm. I was still able to be extremely witty and charming, at least in person.
So you could,
but in my soul.
A good clown?
Yes, indeed. Well, I mean, not
mask.
A mask would be a better description of it. Mm-hmm. I think we all do that because there's a sense of duty and responsibility to those around us.
But also it protects you.
But it protects, yes.
Yeah.
And that does link to the issues I have, obviously, with trust and confidences. So,
and theatre helps. Your theatre training actually enables you, I imagine, perhaps?
Well, yes. I mean, I think there are certain associations to theatre folk. Oh, obviously, on the surface, we're a bit...
But it's actually about playing.
We're a bit gregarious.
Yeah.
But also, because we have to analyse literature and scripts, we're deep and reflective. And that is also part of my problem, because I'm acutely sensitive.
Okay.
As others are.
So 2 out of 10 had you being... You know, what were you maybe not doing that you wished you could do? How was it actually impacting your life?
It's really difficult to say because when you're stuck in a particular phase, you think external forces are controlling your life. But in actual fact, what I learned was to unpick my thinking about the context in which I was stuck. We talked about being stuck last week, didn't we? And once you start to do that, you can start to help yourself. But you do need, I have to say, nothing can have been achieved without my 6 sister soulmates. And this is a call out to them. And this was also behind the concept of creative women, that my network of women helped me.
Okay.
And I think that's critical that women
do that. All right, can I just, what I'm needing to know, not quite. Sorry. So 2 out of 10 had you doing what? How would you be eating?
Eating just when I wanted.
But what sort of food?
What I wanted, really.
No, but what sort of food?
It would always be, I suppose, ready meals.
Ready meals, so processed food?
Yes, processed food.
Would you drink much?
I would drink. I mean, everybody drinks of an evening. So
you could drink?
Yes, I could drink.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
You don't smoke. Exercise? Did you exercise?
Well, I would walk my chihuahuas.
Yeah, how far would you walk for chihuahuas?
Well, as little as possible because they don't like walking either. So
okay, so not
minimal.
Much exercise.
Minimal. Yeah.
Were you going out much?
No, I wouldn't socialise much. I went through a huge party phase in my 40s. I should say 30s. One must lie about one's age. And I decided I would retreat from my partying days. And there's no intermediary with me. You're either partying or not. So I suppose that's attached to being...
So everything's black or white.
I suppose that's actually quite true, yes.
Okay. And so, and hence the catastrophic thinking.
Catastrophic thinking. Well, let me give you an example. Clara, who would not feel catastrophic about this?
on one particular day, I found out that my poor dear Chihuahua had heart failure. Mm-hmm. So rushing him to the vets, what happens? I get a flat tire. Mm-hmm. When I come back from the vets with the dog and the heart failure, I discover my flat is invaded by wasps. So, and then I pick up the telephone call to hear that my property that I'm hoping to invest in has fallen through. So obviously it is not world drama or tragedy, but on that particular day, yes, I had catastrophic thinking. And then it might go a week or so before I'd have another sequence of calamities.
Okay, yeah.
How do you manage that?
Okay, right, yeah. So now I'd like to look at what 10 out of 10 and creative women, what's your fullest vision for creative women?
Oh, I love it. What a juicy question.
Okay. Yeah, go on. Yeah, we've got 15 minutes. Okay.
Thanks.
Right. You can't spend all...
No, I love it. It's all talking about me, darling. Yeah. I love it. But actually, this is the great thing Clara's able to do, is make you really focus on yourself, which is your one's favourite topic, after all, to a certain degree. Yes, so me, at my number 10, I am bathed in gold. I'm wearing some kind of gold robe.
Okay.
And I'm descending a staircase, and at the bottom is everybody I've ever loved and adored. I don't think there's an Oscar in it necessarily, but there is some kind of accolade where people look at me and say, look how shining and beautiful she is. Look at her contributions, not only to the world, but her own advancement of her own spirit, you see.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I will be taken to some great event to celebrate the achievements of my life.
Okay.
That's it.
And what is creative women doing?
Creative women is hopefully allowing each woman to feel like a goddess in that way, each woman to be able to get to their number 10.
Okay.
And I want to facilitate that.
Right, and so once you've got to 10 out of 10...
Yes.
Okay, how are you taking care of yourself at 10 out of 10?
Well, it's the maintenance, isn't it? It's the maintenance. It's a lot of going to the beauticians. It's a lot of doing the hair.
So you're putting yourself in the hands of others.
Yes, okay. But I like that because that's sister soulmates again. And we do that, don't we? We do support each other in the way we look and the way we feel all the time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I have to say...
Clara's looking quizzical, guys.
I am looking a little quizzical because I actually don't sort of... I'm not a girly girl.
But you were a princess last week.
No, I know, but I'm not a girly girl. Okay. But anyway, so I'm interested to know how you will be... So, sure, you're going to be very beautiful and very well tended, but how are you going to... How would you eat on a daily basis?
Yes, I would have to address all of that. And I know when I was at my physical peak in my life, I was exercising every second day for a period of half an hour or so. Mm-hmm. And it does give you a sense of ownership or power over your life. But when you pass a certain age, Clara, and I'm sure a few of you out there might be able to relate, the joints hurt, you know, and it's exhausting. And once you start, you think, oh, God, I've got to have a lay down, you know, and narcolepsy sets in. It's all, I mean...
This is your experience, okay?
Yes.
I'd like to just...
This, I'm
actually wanting people to be very aware of the fact that each person's experience is their own experience. And I think I'm older than you. I don't know, actually. Are we declaring our ages?
No, we're acting at the moment.
We're acting. I think I might be a few years older than Rosie.
Okay,
and what I do know is that if you take care of yourself and you take care of what you put into your body, then actually your joints may cease aching and you won't feel exhausted. And, you know, it's actually really, really interesting. If we really do take care of what we put into our bodies, you know, really all we are is a group of chemicals, running endless chemical reactions, and you know that's all we are just chemicals, you know, having millions upon billions of chemical reactions. So if we put the wrong chemicals into our bodies, we're always going to be misfiring. Okay, so if we haven't been eating well, and you've been eating particularly processed food for a lot, and maybe taking alcohol, and maybe not exercising as much, then in fact you've actually probably been living on calories rather than nutrition.
Well, I do want to link this to something we might devote a whole program to, amongst other things, and that is, dare I say it, it's the M word. No, it's not. It's not men, the M word. It's menopause.
Yes, but
I want to talk about that ghastly word. I've had a horrible experience of it. But
actually, I've also, being older than you, I have also gone through the menopause, and also I studied it to my master's. And it's very interesting, right at the beginning. And I'm going to bring Rosie back to the beginning of her list.
Oh, yes.
Where actually fitting in and anxiety and trusting and managing negative thoughts and practicing appreciation in contrast to actually battling with those negative thoughts and developing creative women. I mean, that's your beginning of your positive.
It's the beginning.
Actually, every single thought that nothing happens without a thought happening first. And very often we're not aware of it. So when you said your list actually was begun with really psychology, actually it all boils down to the way that we think. And the way that we think on a regular basis will alter our trajectories to the positive or the negative, depending upon whether we have positive and resourceful thinking versus negative and sort of self-annihilation thinking.
Yes.
Okay. So, right, let's return, because we've now got 9 minutes, let's return to actually so when you are at 10 out of 10 with this goal,
my goals, and
being very beautifully looked after, because actually part of creative women will mean that you also, you're financially successful?
Not necessarily.
But will you have more money?
I will feel as though I am so rich in myself.
Very enriched.
Enriched, because I have been empowering to others.
Yes.
And that's so important to me. It's obviously why I choose to teach as
but
well.
But also you will be self-empowered.
Yes.
So, in fact, may I just ask, do you think that at 10 out of 10, do you think you're feeling your very best version of you?
Yes.
Now, that doesn't sound too certain.
Well, yes, if I was 10 out of 10, I would definitely be my best version of me.
Your very best
version. The very best version, yeah.
So your very best version of you has you eating in what way?
Well, in a different way, I suppose, yes.
No, but what does that mean?
Clara, you're the expert in these.
No, I'm not. You're the expert in your life.
I wouldn't know where to check.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, so you need some education.
I do.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
I do.
That we will be covering.
We'll cover in the future. Yes. I have to say, can I just say something? Healthy eating and all this healthy nourishment, and you'll have other women who feel this way as well. So it's kind of slightly annoying when people do that. You know, they go, oh, I'm so healthy. And then you end up being the antithesis or the opposite of it, just to because it's annoying.
But then that's actually
is that my negative thinking?
That's your negative thinking, and the actions that you take. Because when you're feeling annoyed, are you feeling your very best self?
No, that's true. Yeah.
And when you're not feeling your very best self, and you're maybe feeling like you're 2 out of 10.
Yes.
Okay. Are you feeling close to being your worst self?
Well, I don't know, because I'm an artist, and I have to say some of my greatest poetry and written work and theatre has come out of the depths of despair. So there's a kind of duality there, and I kind of enjoy that. But all that aside, I know the best version of me is a healthier version. I do. I completely see that.
Okay. So how are your friends? So right, if you
hello, my darling friends, I love you.
Okay, but then I'm so pleased that you do. But I'm wanting you to consider, actually, that actually, so at 10 out of 10, your friends who may not have had any contact with you, just imagine this. This is a, you know, scenario.
Yes.
That these are friends that haven't seen or heard of you for a year. And you're walking along the street and they see you. They know nothing at all about what has been going on.
Right.
How do they know that you have got to 10 out of 10?
I suppose by talking about achievements.
No, how do they? No, it's not about what you're talking about. How do they see you? What do they see that's different?
Well, I know you could actually say it could be your one's physical presentation, but... logically, is it? Because that would be too literal. Because otherwise, and we will be, everyone will be judging. I mean, for example, some of the most beautifully presented physically people that I know, not that I know actually, that are in the press or out there, are in serious need of some support elsewhere.
No, but I'm not actually even...
Do you think that's what I'm saying?
Yes, I know, but I think actually that isn't what I'm intending.
Right.
So it's not that people are going to be necessarily... You know, I mean, sure, you're going to be just maybe more manicured or whatever,
yes,
at 10 out of 10.
Yes.
But what do they get? We are a collection. We might look like we're solid, but we're not. So have you ever walked into a room, and I'm mindful of the time, and you experience
energy,
somebody's energy?
Energy, yes.
So, and somebody's posture. Mm. You know, how different will you be being a 10 out of 10 rather than 2 out of 10?
I'm a semi-egotist. No, I will be unbearable at 10 out of 10.
But actually, do you think at being 10 out of 10?
I love the idea of positive energy, that one could develop oneself to the point where one's aura or energy is so advanced that it will just be so magnetic and magical. I love
it. Do you think, though, that when you are, when you're feeling your very best self?
Yes.
Do you also, so actually you're sort of really, are you more confident?
Well, of course.
Okay, so have we dealt with your confidence goal?
Let's tick that one off.
Okay, so would you also be, if you're confident, do you have anxiety?
I have to say, Clara is very tricky. That's the only word I can use. Think to describe her. She's very clever here, because I have noticed when I am at my physical as well as psychological best, I have less anxiety.
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, when you're feeling your very best self, does it matter? Does it even pass your comprehension that you may or may not fit in?
I will have to talk about methods of approach on that.
No, but I think you could actually, when you are your
you'd get even more haters if you were, if your energy was even more supreme.
But actually, when you're actually fully confident, because actually you're your very best self, is fitting in something that you can consider?
No, all right, I can see. Yeah.
Do you see that?
Because you're your own person in relation to
And
that.
So then, actually, do you think you may become less egotistical? Because then...
No, Clara, that will never happen.
It might well be. Because when you're feeling your most confident, you don't need to be pushing yourself out.
No, that's true.
You're just there.
Yes, yes.
It's about, it's a bit almost Zen-ish.
Yes.
That's actually you just have presence.
Yes.
And is that easier?
Do you know, I just thought of something, and I thought...
We've got 2 minutes.
Oh, it's so brilliant. I think, wait for it, I think I'm afraid of my own power.
There's a lot of truth in a lot of people.
I do. I believe that, because if, and I think other women feel that too, I think I'm less afraid to know how to deal with the amazingness that I could become, then I'm being disabled by all these things.
Could you actually just accept that you are what you are, and would be accepting where you are actually make you feel more comfortable? And would you then be comfortable with your power?
Well, that's a whole other program in itself, Clara.
It is.
Being comfortable with one's own power. I love it.
So we've actually only got less than a minute left.
How marvellous are we, Clara?
So I don't know about that, actually. But actually, what we're wanting you all to do is to realise that actually from wherever you are, all of us, every single one of us, have the capability of really infinite transformation and...
Starting a journey.
And
help transform you.
The one thing to be is to be have self-compassion for yourself, and to just be accepting of where you are rather than judgmental. So So we are very sure. Our next program will be on the 5th of September at 4 o'clock again. And we thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, ladies. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us. And even though we focused on my issues, I hope you've taken something out of it today.
Yes, I do hope so too. So have a lovely 2 weeks whilst I'm in the States.
Yes, she's just showing off again.
And so we will thank you so much and bye-bye.
Bye, ladies. Bye.